Hello, I'm Natalia and I'm calling from the FIU. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage production, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes, and what was this for?
It's a survey. Do you have the time to answer a few questions?
What is the survey about?
It's about hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is your home, okay, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, or a manufactured mobile home?
Single family home.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, can you please tell me the year that your home was built? If you don't know, that's okay.
I think it was like 1978, I think.
Okay, thank you.
That's close enough.
Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, rates home, or no upgrades made?
Yes. There have been upgrades made.
Okay. What kind of upgrades? Like roofing, impact windows?
Yes. Roofing with hurricane impact shutters.
Okay. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
30 years.
Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane, or none of the above?
Yes, and I think I have experienced all of them. Maybe, I don't remember what Category 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me the name and or the year of the tropical storm, if you remember?
Just like any particular one?
Yes, it can be any name or any year of any tropical storm you have experienced.
I think the most recent one that I vividly remember would have been Sally.
Okay, thank you. And what about Category 1 hurricane? Do you remember the name of the year?
No, I don't remember any specific particular category hurricanes.
Okay, and for the Category 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, do you remember the name? Or the year?
Sally was a 2, and that was in 2020.
Okay. I am going to put right here that you don't remember for the other ones, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second to type this in. Okay. Now, can you please tell me, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars? If you don't know, that's okay.
I was a kid at the time. No, I don't know on that one.
Okay. Don't worry. Thank you. Let me see. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home, if you remember? What is was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It would have been wind damage and a tree fell on the house, too.
Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel? Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shelters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative or a friend in other area. I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared, or another preparation.
I put up my hurricane shutters.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours or another time, or not sure.
My home is already secured within a few hours.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or another source of information.
Top three would be internet, social media, and radio.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? 1, 2, 3, 5, or 4?
Wait, I'm sorry. Was 1 most prepared or least prepared?
1 was least prepared.
I'd say we're a 4.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, transportation costs, or another one, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
Wish there was an all of the above.
Okay, I can pick all of the above. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is your home located in a...
Everything's like tripled. Sorry, continue.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone. Yes, evacuation zone. Yes to both, flood and evacuation zone. Neither flood or evacuation zone. Or any other answer?
Neither. I don't think I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home, within 24 hours. If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
Um, definitely if I was ordered to.
Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state. You will not live under any circumstances or another option.
Out of state, usually.
Okay, out of state, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't know, that's okay.
For hurricane damage, I think it's $5,000.
Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full $5,000. I could probably come up with $5,000. I could probably not come up with $5,000. I am certain I could not come up with $5,000. Don't know or prefer not to say?
Probably could not.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly over 10%, decreased somewhat between 1 and 10%, remained the same, increased somewhat between 1 and 10%, increased significantly over 10%, or don't know?
Increased significantly.
And in the past 1 or 3 years?
You're asking?
How was your home insurance rate changed in the last 1-3 years?
1 year? Yes, it has increased significantly. My home insurance rate went up almost $1,000 alone, which would have been double last year to this year.
Okay, and what about the time frame between 1 to 3 years ago?
Okay, 1 to 3 years ago, it is, well, I mean, it still skews the results, but it, it's always been an increase.
Okay. What about 3 to 5 years ago?
What is my rate now to 3 to 5 years ago look like?
Yes, decreased significantly over 10%, decreased somewhat from 1 to 10%.
Yes, increased significantly.
Okay, and the last one is for 5 to 10 years. Sorry, the last one for this part is 5 to 10 years, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last?
In the last 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat from 1 to 10%, increased significantly over 10%. Or you
increased significantly.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me see. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, another one, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Continue paying higher rate.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%. 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
And wait, what was it, this in regards to again? What was the first question?
Okay, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which?
80.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
I will not move.
Okay, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance. Not applicable. Don't have insurance.
Wait, no, I would not consider doing that.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Federal.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1, no confidence. 2 is somehow confidence. 3, reasonable confidence. 4 is somehow confidence. And very high confidence is 5, that local building codes are being enforced.
4.
Okay, what about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say that again.
Sorry, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Yes.
Okay, from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have about that?
3.
3, okay, thank you. That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk from 1 to 10? From 1 to 5, sorry?
Four.
Okay, that new developments take into account flood risks?
Flood risks, you said?
Yes, from 1 to 5.
Yes.
Yes.
4.
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss, from 1 to 5?
4.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it's happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
And can you repeat again what it was that is happening? I couldn't understand.
Okay, sorry. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea level height or rise?
Yes, sea level rise is happening.
I do not know.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation under 10 meters above sea level. and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
The second to lowest.
Okay, so somewhat concerned. When you purchased your home, which characteristics are the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or another one?
Flood and proximity to people.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Thank you for hanging out with me. Could you please tell me your age between 18 or 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 74, 65 or older?
I didn't catch which one would include 30. Did it go?
Oh, okay. Okay, between 18 to 34. Thank you. What is 34. Your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
How many people are under 12 years old?
Under 12?
Yes, under 12.
2.
And how many are 65 or older? Sorry, 65 or older?
None.
Now, what is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black African, Asian, Native American, or another one?
White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, and finally, please tell me which is the income range for your household: under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, or where 100,000?
I think it was 30 to less than 50.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. You as well.